Cristian Mungiu is a Romanian director whose film 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days took the top prize at the Cannes International Film Festival in 2007. His latest film won 3 prizes at Cannes this year, and it tells the story of 2 troubled young women in a dysfunctional society. It's called Beyond the Hills, and it's now opening in theaters in the U.S. Howie Movshevitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Like its predecessor, Beyond the Hills was a winner at Cannes. Its 2 young stars shared the Best Actress prize last year, and director Cristian Mungiu won Best Screenplay. The story he tells is disturbing.
The film is inspired by a couple of non-fictional novels written by Tatiana Niculescu-Bran, which documented what happened in 2005 in this monastery. But the film is not trying to have any kind of police investigation and documentation of what happened.
What happened in the end was an exorcism. The film begins when a young woman comes to visit her friend. They grew up together in one of Romania's infamous orphanages.
There's a very strong relationship which is established between children that grow together in an orphanage because they have to defend themselves against the aggression of the others.
But one of the girls, Alina, has moved to Germany to work. Her friend Voicita is living in a Romanian monastery, becoming a nun. Alina can't accept that the 2 interdependent orphans have grown apart. And when she visits the monastery, she falls apart. The monk and nuns get her to a hospital. The doctor can't figure her out, so he keeps her a few days, prescribes medicine, and returns her to the monastery.
He sends her back, telling them that, they might as well pray for her because this helps.
They try, but things only get worse.
They are good-hearted. They try to do something, but they are clueless. They don't understand. There's a limit of understanding which is associated with their way of seeing life. But honestly, there's the same limit about the doctors that interfered in this case. They are clueless as well, and you wonder if there's a great difference between believing that this girl is being possessed by some evil forces or just assuming that she is mentally ill. So it's very difficult at the end of the story to just point out who is the guilty party and to which degree, because everybody is guilty in a sense.
There's a complex background to what director Cristian Mungiu says. Mona Nicuara, a Romanian documentary filmmaker working in New York, says the 2 young women in the film are emblematic of the abortion and birth control policies of Romania's former dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. Thousands of unwanted children were dumped into orphanages ill-prepared to care for them. Alina and Voicita belong to what's called a lost generation of orphans.
To me, Beyond the Hills is a film about this loss of moral moorings in Romania. Society has broken down, at least in this film, to such an extent that people and institutions don't quite know how to function and do not know where the lines that they're supposed to be following are. The communication between our institutions has broken down. And somebody with no support cannot find their place easily and can very easily fall between the cracks of this very, very loosely knit net. So I think it is not so much a comment on history as it is a comment on what we've made of our present.
But writer and director Cristian Mungiu says his film is neither a tract on social conditions nor a metaphor for something other than what he shows on screen. He says he tried to keep Beyond the Hills as close to reality as possible. That's how it takes on wider meaning.
There are a lot of layers. The film speaks about a lot of things on a personal level, on a human level, and about the society in general. But I'm not trying to have them clearly expressed in words. The way I work is different. I believe that if we focus when we work, I mean me and the actors, to each moment, to make it very, very close to life, very believable as a moment in itself, the story in general is going to have a lot of senses. But I'm never trying to give a very precise sense to something that would mean something else.
Cristian Mungiu may not believe in metaphor, but after all the despair and tumult in the story, a character sitting in a police van stalled by traffic, construction, and weather asks, "When is this winter going to end?" For NPR News, I'm Howie Movshevitz.